have
Multiple quorum.
Yep, we do have a quorum.
So I'm calling the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission public hearing to order at 4:01 on July 9th, 2020. Today, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review applications. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts Executive Order suspending certain provisions of the open law meeting law, we are conducting this meeting online to ensure public access to the deliberations of the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission. The public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please, quote, raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can send your questions to the staff via email at aberdeenacdc@boston.gov or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle at Boston Landmarks and using the hashtag AB July 9th hearing. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
Perfect. So Nikita, just before we get started, I just wanted to congratulate yourself for being appointed to the chair of the commission. And I'd like to congratulate Sharon as being the vice chair. So congratulations to you both. We'll look forward to having you serve your roles. And then before we get started, I also just want to let know members of the public who are currently attending, the advisory review for the Commonwealth Ave property has been canceled. The applicant has decided to do some additional research on the property before they present to the commission. So unfortunately, they will not be making it today. So the only items that we have on the agenda today are our administrative items, which meet all of the standards and criteria of the district, as well as just approving the meeting minutes, and that's it. So with that being said, I'll hand it over to you, Nikita. If you'd like to just, all you have to do is read the three administrative items into the record, and then we'll take a vote.
Okay, great. So the first administrative item is application number 201128AB, intersection of Cheswick Road and Sidebar Road, which is the installation of communication conduit under the road and sidewalk. The sidewalk will be returned to the original condition. Mm-hmm. Application 201129AB, 1857 Commonwealth Avenue, the installation of communication conduit under the road and sidewalk. Sidewalk will be returned to original condition. And lastly, application 20.1130AB, 130 Sutherland Road, at front and side facade, level 2, replace all 11 existing windows in unit number 1 with 6/1. Simulated divided lights, both interior and exterior, applied mutton bars. Does any of the commissioners want to make a motion to approve or?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the, it was a little choppy.
It looks like, if I'm hearing right, Helen has made a motion, and then Kirsten has made a motion to second that.
Okay. So the three applications are approved.
Can you just take a roll call, Nikita?
Yeah. Okay. So sorry. It was a vote. Sorry. Moving too fast. I'd like to take a roll call vote. All in favor, yay. Do I have... We'll start with... Helen?
Yes.
And Christine?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
And do we have John on? Okay. I also approve, so the motion has been approved too.
Awesome. Okay. On to the meeting minutes.
Let's see, 1 second. Okay, so on the ratification of the meeting minutes from June 11th, 2020, can we take a roll call of the approval of the minutes? Sharon?
Yes.
Kristen?
Yes.
Helen?
Yes.
And yes for me as well. So the order to for the ratification of the minutes has been approved.
Awesome. And then for staff notes, I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank Helen for bringing to my attention several violations in the neighborhood. Helen, just so you're aware, both of the property owners have reached out to me and are now working on an application where they'll appear before the commission to get that work authorized and approved. Helen, you picked a good time to tell me because they were in the property, I believe it was on Comm Ave. The right. property was in the process of enlarging their windows.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
So, and they had no idea we existed. So thank you very much for reporting that, Helen. And for all of our commissioners here, please, if you see something odd going on in the neighborhood, like construction work that doesn't look right, let me know. I have access to the city's entire work permitting system, so I can verify if we've signed off on it. Just send me a quick picture and the address and I'll do the research for you, okay?
Okay.
Great. So that's all I have today. I'll let you, one more thing. I'm actually working on the commissioner full training along with a full handbook that will be updated with all the current guidelines, rules, and procedures of the district. So every commissioner will get a copy, even our older commissioners. And then we'll also be attending, we'll also be having an online training session, which will be required. We'll even request that the older commissioners attend as well, just as a refresher course.
That's great.
Yeah, so we'll be doing that online. And so that's basically it. That's all I have. Again, I just want to remind the public, if you're here, unfortunately, the advisory review hearing has been canceled because the applicant needs more time to do some research. And Helen, after I spoke with you about this property, I gave the applicants a call and told them that they're really going to need to defend the fact that they're looking to demolish that existing building and you know, provide further information that will make the project more appropriate for the district. So we're working here.
Thank you, Nick.
No worries. So I guess all we need to do is just take a motion to close the hearing, and that's it. I really appreciate your 15 minutes today.
Can I actually just ask one question or make one suggestion? You know, there have been, in pre-pandemic times, we had a few times when the only items on the agenda were administrative review, and we delayed it, and I think it was covered by the regular BLC, but... I want to find out if post-pandemic, if we have this kind of situation, if we could just have a Zoom, a non-in-person Zoom hearing like this, just to keep the process moving. And, you know, as someone on my own property, I've had several applications, and to not unduly delay construction or work that is, you know, prepared to go forward. A lot of times, you know, property owners or managing companies, you know, have like, they think an administrative review, they think they're going to be, it's just going to be approved, and it's going to be, they have a contract ready for the next, I mean, I've been in that position, have a contract ready for the next day, and, you know, so even that delay till sometime next week can be a hardship that, you know, as passionately as I believe in all of the requirements of the district, I also don't want to unduly burden property owners. Because of administrative type of matter. So I just wonder if that's something we could look into, that for this kind of a situation in the future, even in post-pandemic, you know, life, if we could do a quick Zoom and that way not delay applicants.
So Helen,
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm really glad you asked that question because it's actually already in the works.
Oh, very good.
You know, there has been some level of success with our Zoom meetings. The problem is, we have that proxy clause in our legislation that says when we cannot meet via proxy, meaning commissioners cannot dial in. However, with the pandemic, the Governor Baker has suspended those rules, and that's what Nikita was reading at the beginning. So we're working on an element of that where we could either have both in-person and an internet view, as well as, or just do the internet viewing through Zoom if if nothing else is available. So we're working on that, but we do have to get the okay from the city attorneys. So great suggestion, Helen, and I'll make sure that I bring that up.
Thank you.
Sure. And before we meet or adjourn, I do have a public comment from Philip Tackle, and I just wanted to make sure that he gets his voice heard. So, Philip, do you have something you'd like to ask the commission while we're still on record?
Philip?
Is he muted?
Yeah, I can see that he's muted.
I'm going to unmute him. Okay, here you go, Philip. There you are.
So just so that you know, this is actually the first time I've been able to attend one of these meetings. I was actually on the original study committee.
Oh, wow.
Over 10 years ago. I've kept a low profile since then. But I'm here specifically about two properties. One, the first one is on the 130 Sutherland Road regarding window replacement. And what's documented on the original announcement is that they were going to use simulated divided lights.
That's correct.
Has the original study document been updated, or simulated now allowed? Because in the original document, I don't believe simulated were indicated.
Yeah, that's a great question, Philip. So thanks for asking. So the preferred method is the true divided light windows. But there is an alternative when it's not feasible for the applicant to do the simulated divided lights. However, you have to have the mutton bars installed. They have to be integrated into the window sash on the inside and the outside with a spacer bar between the two panes of glass. So they are permitted.
Okay. And one reason why I'm asking is... it's pertinent to the building I live in that has over 550 windows that are going to, at some point, need replacement.
Yep. And so I was told by the applicant that your condo board wasn't even aware that they needed to come through us. Is that true?
I'm not on the board, and okay. I can't really speak to that.
Okay.
But I can tell you. That's the current condo board, but I can tell you that in the past, when I was on the board, I did say that it's required that we go through this committee.
Good.
And I gave them the pages in the document that I had. But I can't, we now have a new management company, we have different trustees, and I'm not on the board. So I just know that there's something hanging over us, and I wanted to be familiar with what is or is not going to be acceptable going forward.
So the applicant that provided us this application has the window specs for these windows. So you can actually use them as a template going forward to any of the units that decide to replace their windows. You can use these exact same ones because they do meet the requirements of the district. And I'd be more than happy to email those over to you.
Well, I don't know if I will or will not be involved in that effort, because it's quite, you can imagine, 550.
Sure.
It's quite a big project. I'm not aware how they plan to manage that. And I would think it's going to be done in phases just because of the expense, but I can't really speak to that. I don't think right now it's pertinent to waste the commissioner's times on that one thing, but thank you for giving me that.
And just so you know, all of the applications come through me, so I'll be reviewing them. So if this property comes up, I'll know that we have something on file that we can refer them to if it's multiple unit owners.
I do know when I was on the board, there were individual unit owners who wanted to go ahead and replace their windows. And I not only indicated to them that they would have to go through this approval process, I also said the board may decide at some point in the future for a different style window, in which case you will then have to conform and perhaps replace what you just spent money on a year or two ago.
Can I just comment on that? Because I don't think this is required in the guidelines, but I think this sort of suggested procedure for a condominium association that has the unit owners replacing the windows individually, because that's a requirement in my building, that like kind of the first unit owner who plans to replace windows, that the board should be involved and the board should contact the Aberdeen staff person and come to a decision about an acceptable window that's decided upon for going forward. And then even if they're not all done at once, and even if it's over a period of years, that would be the established design. And you can end up with a period of time where there's a variance of different kinds of windows. But eventually you get to the point where all of the windows are the same because you followed that.
Exactly.
That protocol. And I don't think that we can actually require a condo association to do that, but it's strongly suggested as the process once you go through that process of selecting a window, then for every future replacement, whether it's individual unit owners or the management company, it really does just become administrative review because the window has already been accepted.
Right. Exactly.
Well, the reason it was questioned among the board members at the time I sat on the board and it was discussed, I don't think the board would have had an issue with coming to a decision on the style, and that particular style for that one unit owner would then set the standard.
Well,
I think the board was concerned with 46 units over time having a hodgepodge of different style of different windows in the building.
Well, let's be clear, the materials and the pane configuration will always be the same. So this unit has a 6/1 window pane configuration made from wood. That will always be the same.
I understand that.
Okay.
It's the windows that conform to whatever the guidelines that are accepted by the AACDC, there's more than one style, and I guess I really can't speculate on what the current or future board may or may not decide to go forward with, letting one unit owner create the standard along with your committee, and then over time let people do whatever they want to do it versus do it in stages and do it over 2 years.
So it's a good point, Phil, but all of our applications, if you do live in a condo building, the condo trustee has to sign off. So they've essentially approved these windows. Whether or not they choose them in the future, that's up to the condo board to decide, and we're not really in that that conversation. But as Helen said, it's highly recommended. So Phil, if you have contacts for your new condo board, please give them my contact information and have them reach out to me, and we can go from there. I think this is a great conversation that we can have to ease any woes that the people in the building might have in the future.
Well, I don't sit on the board by choice, and the
trustees
do their own business without my involvement. So I just know that I set them in the direction that whatever they do, that they need to go before the board, and I gave them the information. And I was just curious to see how this particular unit, just out of my own curiosity, that's all. And I was also curious to see what was going on with the demolition of that Commonwealth Avenue property, which is now taking a second look at their the way they're going to proceed, apparently.
Yeah. So. Well, Phil, if you have any information on that building, send it over to me. My email's on the website, so by all means, let us know. But we'll be looking very diligently at that property and make sure that we're making the right decisions for the district for the future. So thanks so much for your comments. We really appreciate those.
Thank you. Again, I will, when I find violations in the neighborhood, walking around, I'll take pictures and send them to you.
I really appreciate that, because it's difficult for me to get out to the neighborhood as much as I used to when I was at City Hall. Now, of course, we're working remotely, and I'm all the way over in Lower Mills in Dorchester, so it's a challenge to get out there. So anyone that can send me information is strongly encouraged. Okay. But yeah, so cool. All right. Bye. Thank you, Phil. Thanks. So that's it. Nikita, if you want to take a vote to close out the meeting, we're good to go.
The time is now 4:21. Do we have a motion to adjourn the commission public hearing?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you.
Excellent. The meeting is, I'm sorry, do we have the roll call vote? So yay for me. Do we, for Sharon?
Yes.
Kristen?
Yes.
And Helen?
Yes.
Yeah, the meeting is now adjourned.
Okay, stay cool, everybody.
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate your time today, and let me know if you need anything, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.